Random House Audio presents One Summer, America, 1927. This is the author, Bill Bryson. To Annie, Billy, and Gracie, and in memory of Julia Richardson. Prologue. On a warm spring evening, just before Easter 1927, people who lived in tall buildings in New York were given pause when wooden scaffolding around the tower of the brand-new Sherry Netherland apartment hotel caught fire, and it became evident that the city's firemen lacked any means to get water to such a height. Crowds flocked to Fifth Avenue to watch the blaze, the biggest the city had seen in years. At 38 stories, the Sherry Netherland was the tallest residential building ever erected, and the scaffolding, put there to facilitate the final stages of construction, covered the top 15 stories, providing enough wood to make a giant blaze around its summit. From a distance, the building looked rather like a just-struck match. The flames were visible 20 miles away. Up close, the scene was much more dramatic. Sections of burning scaffolding up to 50 feet long fell from a height of 500 feet and crashed in clattering showers of sparks in the streets below, to the gleeful cries of the spectators and the peril of toiling firemen. Burning embers dropped onto the roofs of neighboring buildings, setting four of them alight. Firemen trained their hoses on the Sherry Netherland building, but it was a token gesture, since their streams could not rise above the third or fourth story. Fortunately, the building was unfinished, and therefore unoccupied. People in 1920s America were unusually drawn to spectacle, and by 10 p.m. the crowd had grown to an estimated 100,000 people, an enormous gathering for a spontaneous event. 700 police...